In the news today, President Barack Obama has sent the U.S. Congress his request to use military force against the Islamic State group. He urged lawmakers to show the world we are united in our resolve to counter the threat. Mr. Obama's request for the use of military force limits operations against the Islamic State to 3 years. It also says local forces would be responsible for long-term ground combat operations, not the U.S. military. The U.S. Senate and House of Representatives will both consider the request. Political observers say they expect debate among lawmakers. The United States, Britain, and France are closing their embassies in Yemen because of security concerns. The U.S. State Department said Tuesday night that its embassy workers had been moved out of the Yemeni capital, Sana'a. Britain announced early Wednesday its embassy workers had left the country. France will close its embassy on Friday. The U.S., Britain, and France all advised citizens not to travel to Yemen. The governments also advised those already in the country to leave. A 46-year-old man in the state of North Carolina shot and killed three Muslim college students Tuesday night. Police say the gunman shot the people over a car parking dispute. The victims' bodies were found in an apartment near the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. The dead are Dia Shadi Barakat, his wife Yusor Abu Salha, and her younger sister Razan Abu Salha. The father of the two sisters called the killing a hate crime. Police have arrested Craig Stephen Hicks in connection with the shooting. The suspect had posted on social media messages against religion. United Nations negotiators restarted talks on Wednesday with representatives from Libya's competing militias. UN Special Diplomat Bernardino León met in Libya with representatives from two opposing groups. Libya remains trapped in a struggle between an internationally recognized government and another that was set up in Tripoli after an armed group seized the capital in 2014.